Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you scared of COVID anymore? What happened to the most dreaded disease of all time? A virus and all its variants. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What happened to the daily reports, the death rates? The warnings every time. I mean, they still pop up every now and then. But as I warned you, they back away, back away, back away. So what happened to it? I've been places with people that their average age is over 60 years old. And maybe you see two masks out of 200 people. This is a disease that is supposed to take out old people. And I'm around old people a lot. If you go to GOP stuff, you're around old people. They don't seem to care. What happened to vaccinate your kids? Vaccinate your kids. What happened to all the COVID setups? You know, they look like a army, you know, like they're waiting for UFOs to land. You know, they'd be in a parking lot and they'd say, get your COVID shot here. Now you go up to a Walgreens and says, get your flu shots and your COVID shots. Get your flu shots and your COVID shots. It's now mainstream. Get them. Go get them. No full court press. No, if you don't get your shot, you don't care about everybody else. What happened to all that? Full court press of commercials warning us that we could all die any day, and that if we didn't get the shot, we were infecting everybody else. What were they calling us? Super spreaders. Hey, here's my question. What do you think the data is going to show about the people who got vaccinated and still went to the hospital and still died in bigger numbers than those who didn't get vaccinated? And, oh, wait for the coup de grace. You ready? You want to know what the coup de grace is, people? The coup de grace is when they come to you and they say, hey, listen, if you didn't get vaccinated, will you please come give blood? I'm waiting for that one. I talked about the royals the other day. You want to know who has true royal blood now? If you listen to this program, you know that the unvaxxed are the true royal bloods now. We will be the ones saying, our children have royal bloodlines. And people will be begging you for your blood. I'm predicting that. I've predicted it before, and I want it on record. There's going to come a time when they ask, if you have the disease, of course, everybody has had it. They don't even tell you anymore the infection rate because they know we all have this thing called herd immunity. Why am I talking about this? There's plenty going on in the news. Yeah, but this is in the news. This is the news. See, this is exactly what the news does. This is the Democrats hyping up something bigger than what it was ever supposed to be. You want to switch it up? Let's do racism. Yeah, let's do racism. How racist is America, really? Now, you already know the answer to this. Racism, as we know, is the most dreaded thing that has happened to mankind of all kind. Right? It's the most heinous thing you could possibly have. And you know what? It barely exists in this country. But we spent trillions of dollars, and we continue to spend trillions of dollars, and we continue to hype it up. But here's what we do. They back away from it until they need to talk about it. And then, if we're smart, we will do it just like Wu Flu COVID. We will say, enough is enough. Take your mask. Take your vaccines. I'm not buying into it. I'm not buying into your cause of racism. I'm not buying into we could all die any day. You're exactly right. We could all die any day. You're exactly right. There are elements of racism, but it is not systematic. In this country, you can do whatever you want. Just like Yeah, you could get Wu flu, and the likelihood is you're probably just going to, it's going to breeze through the same way this old racism that's out there just seems to breeze on by you. But they still do it. I wish I had the time, folks, to follow the Democrats' lies. I'm talking chronologically and in 3D. Like I was getting my PhD to study them. Because connecting the dots on their lies, if you do it right, it'll shock you. Think about what happened with the old Wu flu. They said it was coming out of China. Ooh, you better watch out. Look at all these videos of China. Then they Trump quarantines the ship. From the moment he heard about it, he says, stop that ship from coming in, that ocean liner. Stopped it. What they do, they called him a xenophobe. He hated Chinese then. He went from hating Mexicans to hating Chinese. So he does it as fast as you could possibly do it. He jumps on it with the CDC and says, okay, let's figure out what this is. Gets with the world community. He does it by the book, and he does it Trumpian style where he says, look, let's not respond the way our government will. Let's respond quickly. And there was cause of racism, xenophobia, attacks on Chinese. Everything that had involving China was Trump's fault. Meanwhile, what's he doing? He's negotiating with the Chinese on trade deals, and they're making him out to be anti-Chinese. And what's sad is that it's so obvious because it's blatant lying. It is so easy for the Democrats and the leftists to concoct nonsense, and worse, for the public to fall for it. That's the real issue. And so here's what gets me the most, though, is the persecution of those of us who don't fall for the BS. They have to make us into the boogeyman. And let me tell you, it's interesting to watch when you're a naysayer and they give you the name, virus denier. Well, I don't know if they ever called us that. But what do they call us? Anti-vaxxers, right? Anti-vaxxers. So, or anti-vaxxers, we're climate deniers, we're election deniers. And speaking of election deniers, as we've proven on this very program, and it's been proven many times, you don't need this program to prove it to yourself. But in 2016, when they were election deniers, I didn't call them names. I didn't fight them. If you think it was a cheat, fine. You know what? In 2016, you're right. There was a cheat. And you know what the Democrats are mad about? They didn't cheat enough. They didn't cheat enough to win. That's what they're really mad about. So they call it an election denier because they go, we cheated enough to win, and you still figured out a way to win. How dare you? And it was a cheat. It was a big cheat. You're exactly right. We cheated because we went to the polls and we just kicked your butts. When we get back, we'll talk more about the persecution of you and me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I asked the question in the first segment, are you scared of COVID anymore? And I think it would be safe to say that in the last 6 months, certainly a year, you have lost your fear of COVID. Kevin Jackson's here listening to folks at Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Are you afraid of COVID anymore? Are you afraid of getting it? Are you afraid of people around you getting it? Are you still wearing your gloves and your mask and washing everything down? Are restaurants doing it? What's happening with it? What has been described as one of the worst things possible in the world you could have, we already know through Fauci's own words. We played it a while back. Fauci's own words, where he says, if you got the flu, then you have gotten everything you need to be protected. You don't need to get a flu shot. And yet, he changed his mind about it. I want you to apply this to everything that the Democrats tell you when they talk to you about election denying. Apply COVID. When they talk to you about climate change, apply COVID. When they talk to you about tax policy, apply COVID. When they talk to you about racism in America, apply COVID. Apply it to anything. Overlap it with anything. And you know what you'll find? I haven't done a study on it, but I promise you, if I looked at this from an intellectual point of view, you know, as if I were going to get my master's or my PhD on it, what I would show you is the overlap of how they do it is the same pattern. It's the same pattern. You're being hyped into, you know, this completely different way to look at stuff if you looked at it logically. And I'll use Joe Biden's election win as an example. Joe Biden, on no planet, on no in any alter universe, could get 11 million more votes than Barack Obama. That is a common sense thing that nobody would even dispute you on. There's not a black voter, a Democratic voter on the planet who would tell you, oh, yeah, yeah, no question Joe Biden could get 11 million votes than Barack Obama. No question. I'm talking about even if Lucifer himself ran as our as a Republicans, there's no way that Joe Biden would still get people to vote for him. Yet they want to convince you this man got over 80 million votes, and they hype it up. Now, how do they hype it up? Because they say, oh, no, they didn't say he got 76 million. He blew it out of the water, even though your eyes and everything about your common sense tells you there is no way the guy can't get five people to listen to him. He's feeble. It's kind of like when Victor Davis Hanson is describing the Jussie Smollett story. It's so preposterous, and they got people to believe it. It is so preposterous that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, and yet they have people who claim they really believe it. Well, they believe it about as much as they believe Jussie Smollett, because they don't believe it. It's a blatant lie, and they know it's a blatant lie, and they dare you to prove it. And while you're trying to prove it, they concoct another blatant lie, and that is the lie of an insurrection and riot on January the 6th. Something they create for themselves. The same way, go apply COVID. They tell you the blatant lie. Oh, this disease, it's killing everybody. My goodness, look at it. Look at the numbers. And you go, but I don't, those numbers don't jive. They don't jive. It's not, you know, it's not killing babies. It's killing old people, but let's face it, old people die. So can we get some real numbers? Oh, look at you. You know, you're disputing the numbers, Kevin. Oh, look at you're a COVID denier. You're a COVID number denier. And then they want to come after you because you won't believe the hype. Then it's an insurrection if you don't do it. Oh, these people, they're getting people killed. Look at them. They're killing people. You're a super spreader. You don't want to admit that this exists. You don't want to lock yourself down. You don't want to self-imprison. You don't want to self-enslave and teach your own kids stuff. You don't want to keep paying your taxes. You don't want to shut your business down because you are a spreader. And they make you evil. And that's what they did with COVID. I mean, with the election. You're evil. It's a fight against the democracy. This is about the people. Right? I mean, look at the parallels. You're killing people with COVID, or you're killing the democracy. You're killing the body politic if you don't believe our lies. And then it becomes an insurrection. Those of you who don't want to get shots, you're super spreaders. You are evil. You want to hurt other people. Look at you. You're killing people. That's your insurrection. Same way they, oh, you went to January 6th to march and peacefully. Oh, no, you didn't. We're going to throw you in prison. All the rules don't apply. What did they want to do with us? When you didn't want to get your COVID shot, you can't travel, you can't go to school, you can't have a job. You know what? We should be putting you in jail. We should be. And what did it do? Oh man, talk about the fear. The fear. Kevin, I get the shot. I mean, my job is at stake. And the rest of it, well, will we ever be able to travel again? And are we going to be able to live in general population? We can't eat in restaurants. They don't want us. What are we going to do? We all going to be hermits and ordering our food on Uber Eats or whatever? I want you to understand, there's no difference, folks. You put an overlay of any issue that the Democrats have accused you of, you do an overlay of it, They are identical. They hype it up. They find a, they set the narrative. They find a name to give you. If you're a naysayer, they attack the living daylights out of you. And once they've drained all the money and resource that they can possibly get out of it and gain the power that they want from it and the notoriety, they make heroes out of liars and scumbags like Fauci and Burks and many others. And they demonize the very best of us, the people who are crying, who are sounding the alarm bell. They demonize them. And we go for it. Well, I didn't go for it. Never will. And the best thing you can do, and I know it seems, look, I'm going to just put it out there. The best thing you can do as a citizen of this country is don't trust your government. Don't trust the word they say. Until you get real representatives in there who are going to fight for you, don't trust these liars who are in collusion with the very people paid to protect you. And that includes the media. These are media scumbags as well. Don't believe a word they say, print, or utter otherwise. Just dismiss it. You're better off going with your God-given gift of common sense. And I'm telling you, I could go down the line on this stuff. The fallout from the lies of COVID are going to last decades. We're paying for it now. But what will those costs be for our children and our grandchildren? And I'm not just talking the monetary cost. The COVID fear is going to remain with many of these kids for the rest of their lives. There are kids who will wear a mask, who are still wearing masks, who have a, they don't have that American spirit, that feeling of, that indomitable spirit that says, I don't care whether it's malaria or smallpox or whatever. We will fight and we will survive. They just took it out of them.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance, including King Charles. Massive crowds have already descended on London for both the procession and the Queen's lying in state. The White House is bringing rail and union officials for a high-stakes day of talks in Washington Wednesday. The White House saying a rail strike would have broad and profound impacts on the shipment of food products across the United States. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday traveling to Detroit to check out the Detroit Auto Show. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The inconsistency of leftism can be maddening. Because that's exactly what it is. It makes no sense on any plane. Even in a bizarre world where, I mean, the only world that it works honestly is when it's flipped, bizarre world. Because outside of that, it makes no sense. It makes no sense to them. It makes no sense to you. When they're arguing it and they're trying to articulate it, you know what happens to them? It maddens them because they understand in their own little feeble brains, their little reptilian brains, that they're no closer to a truth than they were when they started the conversation. Get them to talk about what it is. Ask them two questions, and you know what will happen? Guarantee you, they're going to be mad, and they're going to start calling you names. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I hope you'll spread the word, let people know what we do. And if you do, great. If you don't, just enjoy listening. And if you have questions or whatever, contact us. We love talking to you. I was having a discussion, a text messaging discussion with one of my friends down in Florida. His name is Tim. And he congratulated me for our show replacing Shapiro's show in one market. And, we talk all the time. He's invited me to come down and sail on the intercoastal with him and smoke cigars and drink some very good bourbon. And I'm planning on doing that here shortly, Tim, so we'll make that happen. But we have discussions about politics, people like Tim, others, that when we communicate, we have meaningful discussions. And I love talking to you guys because we work it out. I had a friend of mine call me. Her name is Angela. We were talking about our No Whites Allowed, which is going to be this spring. And in the discussions about that, Angela was saying to me that she wanted to cover it a different way. She didn't like kind of the way we were doing it. And in the end of it, she said to me, Kevin, this is why I like talking to you. You talk me off the fence. You know, you talk me off the cliff. Because I said, no. That she would say, we shouldn't talk about this. And I said, yeah, we should. And I'd explain it. And, I mean, she was heated about it because, you know, it's a passionate subject for her. But, you know, we talk about it, and it makes sense. And I explain there's a strategy to everything that we do. So, anyway, we'll see how things turn out. But No Whites Allowed is coming up April 21st through the 23rd here in Arizona. And I hope some of you will fly into it. It, Shelby Steele, Congressman Burgess Owens, Senator Tim Scott, Victor Davis Hanson. It's an all-star staff. I mean, all-star event. Just some of the biggest names in politics. And what we're going to do is we are going to debunk these leftist lies. We're going to prove to you where racism really is, who's truly destroying the constitutional republic and how they're doing it. And we're going to have people that understand it. They know it intrinsically. And they will be able to articulate this to you and arm you with so much information, it'll blow your mind. I cannot wait for you to see this event, to be a part of this event. Can't wait. Anyway, I'm talking about what happened to COVID. And I'm using that as what happened to racism. You know, it's funny. Go up and ask the average person in America, tell me of your racism. Go ask a Latino about racism. Go ask a black about racism. Go ask the average woman about sexism. And see what the answer is. You ask a woman about sex. Yeah, but America's so sexist. America's sexist. Just go ask a leftist and say, okay, great. Now, explain to me how any of that is applied to you. Have you lost a job because of sexism? Show me where sexism has impacted you negatively that you can bona fide say it. Don't give me, well, it's one time this black guy looked at me. No. Tell me where you went for a job and you didn't get it. Show me where you made 72 cents to every man's dollar or whatever the number is. Show me the impact of all this intrinsic sexism, etc. And you know what you'll get? Nothing. They can't show you. Black folks that'll cry racism. Man, it's institutional racism, racism, racism. And you go, who is it, man? They're Republicans, man. And then go find out where there's a Republican anywhere in their lives. It ain't Trump. Let me put it this way. The same issues that were plaguing black people under George Bush happened under Obama. Happened worse under Obama. Think about it. Think about the police brutality that this man talked about. It was worse under Obama. Then Trump comes in. It gets better under Trump. Things improve. They have nobody to blame. Who do they blame? For all the crime and all the things going on in the country, opioid addictions, and fentanyl, everything was blamed on Trump, including Wu Flu. Right? Then you get Joe Biden. What happens? Everything worsens. Everything worsens. Look at the crime statistics. Look at the overdoses. Look at the suicides. No blame. Show me, as I said, show me the institutional racism, sexism, homophobia, etc. Show it to me. You know what the Democrats are? They'll be homophobes. They hate when their kids are not straight. They do. But then we're going to put a transsexual in this office, and we're going to put a Democrat, a black woman, and a Guatemalan midget over here. And they do their little tokenism as they, behind the scenes, hate it all. And then blame us. It's just, it absolutely amazes me how these people get away with this. And what's interesting is it's easy to combat. I think about the amount of money spent in the primary in Arizona. And here's what I can tell you. I don't know if there were probably at least 20 people that ran for some statewide, or, you know, like a congressman or AG, Secretary of State, or Senate. Somebody. There was at least four candidates in each of those races, in all of those races. So it's safe to say each of those candidates spent about $1.5 million on average, and some of them spent, in the case of the Senate, in the primary. One of them I know spent $19 million. The other spent at least $15 million. Of another guy's money. There was PAC money. So altogether in the primary in Arizona, there was probably close to $100 million spent. Didn't move the needle on anything. We didn't move the needle on racism, sexism, blah, 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 all the things that we get accused of. We didn't move the needle. We didn't move the needle on climate deniers, election deniers, any of it. In fact, one of the things they're telling Carrie Lake right now is you shouldn't be talking about the election being a cheat. Here's what Carrie Lake had to say about that, by the way.
So do you feel like Joe Biden is dividing the country? Do you feel like Donald Trump is doing the same by falsely telling people that he won that election when he lost it?
How does that divide the country? Questioning an election where there are obviously problems is dividing the country?
since when can we not ask questions about our elections? As a journalist for many years, I was a journalist after 2016, and I distinctly remember many people just like you asking a lot of questions about the 2016 election results. And nobody tried to shut you up. Nobody tried to tell Hillary Clinton to shut up. Nobody tried to tell Kamala Harris when she was questioning the legitimacy of these electronic voting machines to stop. We have freedom of speech in this country, and you of all the people should appreciate that. You're supposedly a journalist. You should appreciate that. So I don't see how asking questions about an election where there are many problems is dividing a country. What I do see dividing a country is shutting people down, censoring people, canceling people, trying to destroy people's lives when they do ask questions. Last I heard, we still have the Constitution. It's hanging by a thread, thanks to some of the work some people in this area have done. But we're going to save that Constitution, and we're going to bring back freedom of speech. And maybe someday you'll thank us for that.
If you don't know who Carrie Lake is, that little clip there gives you a pretty good indication. I was with Carrie a week ago, give or take. And what I told her is, I said, you are a master communicator. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Master communicator. That's what you need. Carrie Lake is Donald Trump in a female, you know, embodiment who knows how to communicate. Questioning an election is dividing the country? Has anybody come to, thought about the ridiculousness of that? We know there's election cheating. I'm not even talking about the rampant cheating that went on in this election. We know there is election cheating. So if you question it, you're what? You got to be labeled? She's saying, after 2016, many of you questioned the results. Nobody tried to shut you up. It's a freedom of speech. Explain to me how the mere act of questioning makes me a dissident. It makes me an enemy of the democracy. See, the Democrats are pushing this idea that we're all enemies of the democracy because we don't want to accept the results. No, we're happy to accept the results if we believe it's legit. And the act of questioning, there is nothing, I repeat, absolutely nothing wrong. Just like with the Democrats. If they say, you know what, we question these results. Okay, fine, let's look into it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People are waking up, folks, every single day. Conservatives get stronger. You get stronger in your conviction. Let me ask you, 2 years ago, how strong was your conviction? Is it stronger now than it was before? I'm going to make you a bet and say that it is. Ask yourself this question. Do you think that the Democrats are stronger in their conviction from 2 years ago or less? I have my suspicions. What do you think? I'm going to go ahead and tell you mine. I think they are a lot less strong in their convictions, and I believe that the polls prove me right. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, every day that goes by, everything that happens in the news, all the craziness. Right now, the DOJ is targeting Trump. They've raided Mar-a-Lago. They're raiding Trump associates. They're putting pressure on all these Trump people the same way they did with Michael Cohen, etc., because they got nothing. They float the idea that Trump was taking classified information and potentially selling it to the Russians because they got nothing. All they have is the ability to generate innuendo and nonsense, and they hope that it will convince you that, oh, that Donald Trump, ooh, you better watch it. He's bad news. And you know what you're doing? You're going, I'm not seeing it. You're pushing back. And what they're doing is they're moving Democrats away from their party. They're making independents come to our side in droves, and they think wedge issues like abortion are going to drive people back. And then they want to fake news their polls. Oh, this is a cattle, you know, we're making ground. We're gaining on the Republicans for the midterms. All in an effort to do what? You ready? Here's the magic word. They want to cheat. They want to cheat. And they will dare you to question them when they cheat, even as they do it right before your eyes. As they propose legislation that says, don't keep those ballots. You know, when it's scanned by the post office, we're supposed to keep it 18 months or 24 months. Get rid of it. Rip up the tapes. Get rid of the thumb drives. Get rid of the hard drives. No, you cannot look at the Dominion machines, et cetera, et cetera. But how dare you question the election? It's insane what these people do. And they wake up little by little. Give me your policy. Tell me, what is it? Foreign policy? Trade policy? What part of foreign policy? You want to look at our military presence in the world? You know, whatever the State Department's got going? Monetary foreign policy? What do you want to look at? I will tell you that the Democrats are looking for a way to sell you out. They're taking your money. There was a meme that showed Zelensky cleaning the Democrats' dirty money. How many more billions are you going to give this guy? Oh, they've got the Russians on the run. Russia's backing off, this, that, and the other. I read this. I don't know whether to believe it or not. Don't know, don't care. Here's what I'll tell you. Okay, so what? You back Russia off of Ukraine. What's it going to do? Explain to me what benefit that has for the United States. That you take taxpayer money, give it over there to this guy. What's he going to do now? Is it going to open up new markets for us? Is it going to spread the cause of constitutional conservatism? Or is it all about democracy? A totally misused or misinterpreted word. Democrats don't care about either. They care about rule with an iron fist. And they're taking your money, sending it to Ukraine. They don't care what you think. They hope that war lasts a long time. Feeds the complex. And meanwhile, we've got major issues on our hands. Inflation through the roof. Election integrity. We don't believe our elections are legit. Look at Rasmussen polls. This isn't me. This isn't Kevin Jackson making stuff up for you. Look at the polling. People don't believe their votes count. That's the one thing you're supposed to believe in this country. That if you want change, you can affect it. You can impact it. All you got to do is change it. You know, get that vote going. But no, you know what we're having debates on? Are there boys and girls? What's the definition of a woman? Is Hunter Biden a Renaissance man? Because we certainly can't bring up anything else. Joe Biden, we have an incompetent, brain-dead moron in the office, and the left doesn't even want to address the issue. In fact, you know what they do? They cover it up. They hide it from you. We have people that want to tax and spend you into oblivion as they hide from taxes. We have people that want to let you get through college having paid for your college and not put that burden on anybody else because you chose your degree. I didn't choose it. But we got all this stuff brewing, and we got people that say, you know what, from now going forward, you don't have to pay for your college. And do we really need to get into what you get when you give something for free, when something's for free? I mean, it's insanity brewing. But some of them are waking up. Here's I think it was Mark Cuban, and he's upset he was interviewed, and he's going, Elizabeth Warren doesn't know what she's talking about with respect to tax policy. Here's Mark Cuban, a guy who thinks of himself as an independent. He's a lefty who understands fiscal policy, which makes it impossible for him to rationalize being a leftist. You know what Mark Cuban will never admit to you? That he actually knows Trump is right. But here's what he says about Elizabeth Warren, which is about as close to an admission of Trump is right that you're going to get out of a guy like Mark Cuban.
I don't mind being taxed more. I wrote a blog 20 years ago saying it's the most patriotic thing you can do after military service is pay your taxes, because that's what allows everybody, you know, to live and to prosper. But yeah, the idea of just soak the rich, billionaire tears that sell that cup.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you, Elizabeth Warren. You're everything wrong with politics.
Okay. Okay then. All right.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. So Mark Cuban is he espouses what most of America believes. I want you to understand, these are people that think we want lower taxes because we want to cheat on taxes. We don't want to help people. Most of us are just like Mark Cuban. We say we have no problem paying our taxes. We understand there is a price to pay. I'll get it out. There's a price to pay for having this beautiful country. I'm going to say to you guys, especially after having a conversation with my friend Andy, who, we talked the other day. I'm going to get to Dallas, Andy. I promise. I'm going to have that Sicilian dinner you and Liz keep promising me. But we were talking about giving back to this movement. You know, look, we tithe to church, we pay our taxes, and there comes a point in life where you may have to give a little bit more for something. Now, you choose to do it. It could be earthquake relief in Guatemala. You choose to do it. But now we've got a battle. We've got earthquakes, tidal waves, tornadoes, storms are brewing all around us, and we have to ask ourselves, do we want to help? Because there are organizations out there fighting. Ours is one. And you have to determine, are you going to give that little extra because of that fight? We're going to ask you for it. I talked to my fundraisers. I've talked to my advisors. I've talked to people that are trying to get me money for various initiatives that we have. I'm talking about friendly money. I talked to a friend of mine from Dallas, Ed, who wanted to buy Fox. He's got the financial wherewithal to buy Fox at the time. He's going to put together a consortium. And he says, and Kevin, I want you to go, if we buy him, I'm going to put you in charge, and you're going to go fire all the execs. I said, done. Would love to do it. Anyway, they didn't put it together. But anyway, Ed and I talked, and what I will tell you is, what I said to Ed is, Ed, I'm no longer willing to put hundreds of thousands of my dollars into projects to save the country and other people just watching. I'm not rich, and I still do it. I get up every day and do it. And I told Ed, find people that share the passion. There are people with a hell of a lot more money than I have who don't want to do the grunt work. I'm willing to do it. You know, I'll come work the farm, but I want to be a sharecropper. I want a piece of the action. And don't get mad when my side of the island looks better than yours, because I'm willing to work at it. Anyway, going back to Mark Cuban, he says, we want to pay our taxes, but what do these people say? Soak the rich. Something that will never come out of my mouth, soak the rich. Elon Musk has more money for 50,000 lifetimes. But you know what? Good for him. This guy's an innovator. He deserves it. And I hope Elon Musk does the right thing and says, you know what, I can't do anything with this money. And he starts doing what Soros does and getting behind the right stuff. I hope he does. But Mark Cuban ended with this. Mr. Lefty, Mr. Hate Trump, screw you, Elizabeth Warren. You're what's wrong with politics, not Trump. That's a big switch for Cuban.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.